Hello students, welcome to our today's lesson. This is English language for those in JS1. I'm still your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Please pay attention to our today's lesson. Our topic today is clauses. 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 I spell C-L-A-U-S-E-S. C-L-A-U-S-E-S. Remember last week we talked about phrases. They are just like two brothers. They are just like siblings. So pay attention for you to know the difference between two of them. And when we talk about phrases, we said that a phrase is a group of words without a final verb performing the function of a part of speech. Today we are going to look at clauses. What do we mean by clauses? A clause is a group of words usually containing a final verb and can perform all the work of phrases as we described last week. Remember the words of phrases. A phrase performs the function of a noun. It performs the function of verb, adjective, adverb, and others. And even preposition. And that's why we have noun phrase, verbal phrase, prepositional phrase, adjectival phrase, and adverbial phrase. I hope you still remember them. Okay. A clause, just like a phrase, can perform the work performed by a phrase. Now the difference between a clause and a phrase is that a clause contains, as a group of words, contains a final verb, while that of a phrase has no final verb. Simply, the sentences we make are made up of clauses, because you cannot make a complete sentence without a verb. I hope you are getting me. These correct sentences we make in writing, in speaking, there are words, examples of words, clauses. They are made up of clauses. But the difference, because there is no sentence that can stand without a word, a verb. And that is why we said a clause is a group of words usually containing a final verb and can perform all the work of phrases as described in the last lesson. A sentence contains at least one main clause. A sentence contains at least one main clause. A clause may contain a conjunction. I hope you remember our lesson on the past of speech. This will help us very well. A clause may contain a conjunction. That's a word that links or joins two or words or parts of sentences together. A clause may contain a subject. That is the performer or what the sentence is talking about. Performer of words, an action in a sentence, or what the sentence is talking about or referring to. A clause can contain a verb phrase. That is the phrase that performs the function of a verb. A clause may contain an object, either direct or indirect. That is a noun or a pronoun, which receives the action performed by the subject. A clause may contain a complement that make up the sentence. A clause may contain an adverb that describes a verb, an adjective, or another adverb in a sentence. This what make up a clause, or what a clause can contain. A clause can also be defined as a group of words which contains a subject and a predicate. Remember, we said sentences are made up of clauses. And when we talk about the sentence, we know that under sentence we have subject, we have words, predicate. That is why we say a clause can also be defined as a group of words which contains a subject and a predicate. When you remove the subject or the other part of the sentence, is a predicate which begins with the verb. There are two kinds of clauses. I hope you are with me. There are two kinds of words, clauses. Independent clause and dependent clause, which can equally be identified as or referred to as main and subordinate clause. That is, independent clause is the same thing as main clause, while dependent clause is the same thing as subordinate clause. I hope you are with me. I repeat, there are two kinds of words, clauses, independent and dependent clauses, or you call it main and subordinate clauses. Independent clauses is something as main clause, whilst dependent clause is something as subordinate clause. Are we there? Then, what is an independent clause? An independent clause is a clause that can stand alone and make sense without any other one. They can stand alone without any other one. But a dependent clause or subordinate clause cannot make sense by itself, as the name applies. Dependent, it depends. It usually depends on other parts of sentences. They function as subordinate. They cannot stand alone. I hope you are getting me. An independent clause can stand alone and make sense, but a dependent clause or subordinate clause cannot make sense by itself. It needs the independent clause or main clause to give it a full meaning. So they cannot make its meaning, cannot make sense by itself without the independent or main clause. They usually depend on the independent one. They rely on them to give their full meaning. For example, the hunter killed the snake. The hunter killed the snake. This is a main clause, that is independent clause. The hunter killed the snake, and as you listen, you can hear that it's just like an ordinary sentence, a simple sentence. It has some subject, it has predicate. The hunter killed the snake. Take the medicine quickly. Take the medicine quickly. The man works hard. The man works hard. These are examples of words, independent clause, which is equally called main clause. Then let's look at examples of subordinate clause. As it was getting away, I believe while listening, you are still expecting me to say another thing. But that is the subordinate clause. And that's why we can say that they cannot make sense by themselves alone without the independent clause. So, being attached to an independent clause, you cannot have the hunter kill the snake as it was getting away. That is when you now get the meaning of as it was getting away. But as it was getting away alone, standing alone, it cannot give you any meaning. So it relies on the dependent clause to give its meaning. I hope you are getting me. Another example, if you feel feverish. If you feel what? Feverish. If you are talking to the person will ask you, what will happen? But that is the end. And that's why it cannot make meaning without the independent clause. So the meaning can only come with an independent clause if you're saying, take the medicine quickly if you feel feverish. That is why you now see the meaning of if you feel feverish. Are we together? I believe so. Another example, because he wants to feed his family. And the person will ask the answer, what happened? That's not the end. That's the end. But it has no meaning. Because he wants to feed his family. But being attached to an independent clause can have the man works hard because he wants to feed his family. That's when you now get the meaning. I hope you are getting me. Okay. A sentence can also begin with subordinate clause. It doesn't mean that a subordinate clause must always come after the independent clause. That's the main clause. No. Sometimes it can begin the sentence. For example, in the first one, we said the hunter killed the snake as it was getting away. The hunter killed the snake is the main clause. Why? As it was getting away is the main subordinate word clause. Now, you can change it in the other way. You can say, as it was getting away, the hunter killed the snake. So, the subordinate clause comes first before the other one. So, in the second sentence, we said, take the medicine quickly if you feel feverish. It can as well read, if you feel feverish, take the medicine quickly. The second, third examples we said, the man works hard because he wants to feed his family. Can as well be written as, because he wants to feed his family, the man works hard. I hope you are following. Are you with me? I believe so. So what are we trying to explain? A clause is just like an ordinary sentence. Sentences are made up of words, clauses. A clause is a group of words usually containing a final verb. Looking at the examples given, the man killed the snake. Killed is a final verb. There must be a final verb. And that is why we say that they are like words, sentences. Are you following? Even the subordinate clause, as it was getting away, was getting is what? A verb. Take the medicine quickly. Take is a verb. If you feel feverish, feel is a verb. So before you call it a clause, there must be a finite word, verb. A group of the clause simply is a group of words usually containing a finite verb and can perform all the work of words, phrases, as described above. That is in our last week, you know, I've told you the work of a phrase. If work can perform the function of a noun, the verb, preposition, adverb, adjective, then a sentence contains at least one main clause. Therefore, a clause may contain a conjunction, a subject, a verb phrase, an object, whether direct or indirect, a complement, an adverb. Then we now go on to talk about the two main types of words, clauses, which includes the dependent and independent clause, which are equally known as main and subordinate clause. Bearing in mind, independent means it can stand on itself. It's not relying on anything. That's the meaning of main clause, main. But dependent means it cannot give meaning on alone. It's a subordinate. It is attached, must be attached to another one. Therefore, the dependent clause can only get its meaning when it is relied or when it leans on the independent clause, as we can see from the examples. They cannot make sense on themselves without the word independent clause. So don't feel confused with the names. You can have in a sentence, we have both the main clause and the subordinate clause together. But the subordinate clause alone cannot what? Stand without the main clause. I believe you'll be able to identify the difference between main clause and subordinate clause, and you should be able to know that main clause is the same thing as independent clause, while subordinate clause is the same thing as a dependent clause. Please take note of this. Don't be confused. When we talk about clause, a clause must contain a finite verb, while a phrase has no finite verb. That's the simple difference between two of them. As you go on, maybe in your JS, you get to know the types of words other according to the functions, whether you have noun clause, just as we have the noun phrase, because we have said it. The same way we have the phrases and all the same, we equally have it in clauses. But for our lessons today, we are stopping with the two main kinds of clauses. Two main kinds of clauses, which are independent or main clause and dependent on subordinate clause. Thank you and God bless you.